Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. I'm Elliot Danker together with Ziaul Roshan, running on fumes because he's had a long night of football.
It has been a long night of football. Worryingly, the results didn't go Singapore's way at least, and that's left me feeling a bit down. But overall, I still think there's plenty of positives to take.
Really? It's interesting. Okay, I mean, I saw the scoreline. I am not going to lie. I kind of expected something like that when you're playing an away match. But so far, from what I've seen on social media, people are quite positive, saying, oh, well, this is a good start. It's a step in the right direction.
Look, it was a low bar to begin with, so anything would have been an upgrade. And I think we've got that over the past 2 weeks. And I can't wait to dissect the start to Ogura's tenure.
All right. And of course, we've got our resident expert, professor in local football, Dipen Raj Ganesan from the Straits Times Sports Desk. How are you, sir? You also look like you're running on fumes.
Professor is a very big word to use on me, but thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to talk about Singapore football.
Expecting a big lecture from Professor Deepan himself. But first, initial reactions to the 4-1 defeat, as Elliot alluded to. The scoreline almost made it seem like a bad, bad day in the office. But was that the case?
Yeah, so it's one of those games where the scoreline doesn't fully reflect the game.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you lose a game 4-1, of course, you've got to talk about the defensive frailties that were there. But I think I say that the scoreline doesn't reflect the game because I thought the Lions overall did show enough to warrant some positivity from fans and even the media. Because, like you said at the top, right, I think it's been bad for a while now. So you look for positivity in matches like this. And make no bones about it, China are not the strongest of teams that you're going to face in the near future. But at the end of the day, they are still 88th ranked in the world, and we are where we are at. We are several places below. So I think any form of positivity needs to be taken from these games, if there were. And I think there were plenty of them in these two games.
We saw quite a bit of an injury time. Yeah, I saw some chatter about it. What's the latest you've heard on this, Deepan? I believe an injury to one of our own.
Yeah, Joel Chu, I think the 80th minute, was on the end of quite a bad challenge, which resulted in a red card for the Chinese midfielder. But he also left Joel Chu with a very bad injury. So I think the commentator was saying that, you know, Singapore had a man advantage, but that wasn't the case because by that point, Singapore had used their five substitutions.
Right.
So Joel had to go off. So it was essentially 10 against 10. And tactically, when you talk about a 10 against 10, it's quite a difficult way to assess teams because there's a lot more spaces. You don't build for matches playing 10 against 10. You build for matches on
The shape changes as well.
And there are a lot more space that opens up, especially for a team. You have to keep this in mind. For a team that is just starting out learning a new concept, they wouldn't have prepared for eventuality of a 10 against 10, right?
So
it's a bit hard. But going back to your original question of Joel, I hear he's going to have to go for surgery. So it's a very serious injury. I believe that it's been a fracture on his right leg. So wishing him well in his recovery. I think when you're a young player, to go through an injury like that is going to be tough, but wishing him well.
Yeah, you're certainly spot on. We all wish Joel a speedy recovery. But let's zoom in on that numerical advantage or disadvantage almost. Here's Coach Ogura speaking post-match.
We play so against 11 against 11. Not so very good, but not so bad. It's quite good game, but we are 10-10. We don't need to tempt, but we already changing five players. So our player is getting serious injury. Then he cannot play. We have to play 10-10. Then last moment is 10-10. Then maybe 10-10, they are best. I don't know why. But so our football cannot do last 10-10.
Yeah, so there you have it, Coach Ogura, almost saying that numerical advantage proved to be a disadvantage. Now, Deepan, do you agree that was the issue once they had to play, once the Lions were forced to play with 10 men, it all sort of went disarray? Because in my opinion, the head seemed to drop after they conceded that penalty.
Yeah, so it was an issue, like I just mentioned. I think when you have a new coach coming in, working on the systems, working on a new style of play, both in and out of possession, you don't prepare for 10 against 10. So I think when they bombed players forward to try and get that equalizer, they were not really prepared for the transition in terms of when they lost the ball. And we were punished both times. Yes, it was a sloppy giveaway from Zulfami for the fourth goal. But the way the players behind him reacted to China gaining possession was not right. Mm. I think there needs to be a lot more practice that goes into that. I'm sure Ogura will look at the way they consider the last two goals and phases of play earlier to really fix going forward. But yes, I agree. I too saw that when we conceded that penalty, you can debate the penalty all you want. Yeah. I strongly feel that it was not a penalty, but your reaction counts. And when you actually concede a penalty like that, you feel very frustrated, right? Mm. Especially when you're away from home, 40,000 China fans in the stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
And you feel, everything is going against me, referees with them, blah, blah, blah. You tend to feel frustrated. We see everywhere, not just in sports, in life as well. When things go against you, how do you react? And at this moment, I don't think the Lions have the ability to react well yet. Of course, you can say when we conceded the first goal in the game, we quickly came back, just less than a minute, we scored. In that sense, yeah, you might say, not too bad. You know, they know how to handle things. In the first game, they were up, they were down 2-0 and then they came back 2-2. I felt a lot of things went their way at that point. But as a team, I don't think this team knows how to react to adversity too well yet. We've seen some signs, but they are not there yet.
Could you expand on that a little bit? Are we expecting it then, you know, going into matches? Are we expecting bad refereeing decisions? I mean, we did well at home. It was a very encouraging display. Rasha and I spoke about it, I think, on text. But everyone is going like, and when I say we, I mean everyone as well, right? Oh, when they go to China, it's going to be a different story. No penalty foul on Safwan. Are the players already expecting it to go against them? Is this a mindset shift that needs to happen as well?
Yeah, so I don't think the players are expecting things to go against them. But when these things chalk up, I think it's only natural that you, as a human being, you tend to feel, we might give our all today, but, you know, will it really matter? You know, that kind of thing might creep in. But let me say this. I think at the end of the day, as journalists or people who analyze matches, we tend to analyze results and not performances.
Yeah.
So goals and the lack of goals change the way we analyze things. Look, if at 2-1, if Iksan had scored the header, will we be talking about a completely different thing now that we are not actually talking about this lack of mental strength to come back? Because Singapore did create chances, right? Yeah. So I just want to mention that, you know, before I go on. But I say that we haven't found the mental toughness to overcome these things, because I feel that it has happened way too many times in past years where as long as the decision goes against us, you know, we lose our way. I saw a bit of that yesterday, and I had a conversation with Noah Ali earlier today, and he mentioned something which is very important. He said that when things like this happen, a coach can't intervene because it's not happening at halftime. It's happening during the game, and this happened in the second half, right, when we conceded the penalty. You need your senior players to step in and say, hey guys, yes, decision has gone against us, but let's come back. You know, was Harris there to really galvanize them? Beyond Harris, who are the leaders that we're talking about in this squad? Is Hassan enough? Hassan is playing at the back. Can he really reach the whole team? Did he have the time to do that after he conceded the penalty? Maybe he was feeling distraught as well. So are there enough key leaders in this team to galvanize the team? I'm not quite sure. I think we need the young boys to step up. You look at Jacob Muller. He's been a young Lions captain. Harry Stewart, he's been a young Lions captain. We need these boys to have the confidence to say it as it is. They should have the confidence which comes from the coaching staff to say, you know what, I might not be the wrong side of 30s. I'm not in my late 20s, but I'm young enough to be in this team. I'm good enough to be in this team, and I want to make my voices heard, and I want to lead the team. They should step up. So when we have enough of these leaders in the team, then we can say in the future going forward, when we go down a goal, when we lose a controversial penalty, these players are there to tell the team, hey, let's go again. We need that.
Yeah, I think fair play to the young boys. They've already made that step up to count themselves on the pitch as integral part of the team. The next step will be leadership. In your opinion, over the course of 2 weeks, what do you think Ogura's biggest takeaways will be, looking ahead to the June fixtures, of course?
Yeah, so two things. I think one, he would have gained some confidence from how the team played over the two games. Of course, you know, there are plenty of things to address, right? Because there's been a shift in the style of play. I was telling Raushan that seeing the defense line so high up made me anxious because I'm used to a Singapore defense line being closer to our own penalty box. Yesterday, it was closer to the halfway line. And because of that, we did concede some chances. But it can only get better. We are counter-pressing very high up, much more aggressively, a higher line, lots of different things that's going on. So it's going to take time, but there were positives. What he would have learned is that he would have learned who from this current call-up suits his style of play, the style of play that he wants to implement. Look, if you are going for a high-intensity, high-octane kind of football, you are not going to use a player that doesn't really have the intensity to his game. That's not saying that the player is lousy. You know, different players have a very different style. If I could use some amateur experience, if my team is playing high-pressing, high-intensity football, count me out. I can't do that. But if my team is going to play passing, one-touch, two-touch football, I'm all in. So same thing for this national team. There are going to be players in our small talent pool who will not fit this Ogura style of play. He, as a coach and his coaching staff, need to be brave enough to say, you don't suit my style of football, you may have 100 over caps, here's the door, but until you are able to play this level of intensity, you are not welcome back here. He needs to be tough, and he would have learned that in these two matches. Yep.
Who then suits that style of play? Who should we as fans be on the watch out for, especially with the upcoming fixtures in June?
Yeah, so it's a tricky one, right? Because you don't want to alienate your senior players totally. You need some level of experience in the team. And it goes to my point about this leadership, right? But at the same time, when you talk about a high press, high octane football, you're also talking about a younger group of players.
Okay.
And I think that in this particular season that's coming up, I think there are plenty of young players to look out for. Young Lions especially, right? I think they've got the likes of Noah Adam, Fairuz just got a call up as well. These are the players that you should be looking at. Even some of them who have impressed in previous years, who have been injured recently, your likes of Idraki, who's now at Albrecht. These are players you're looking at. To me, I think two positions that we need to look at, or rather three positions we need to look at, is the two fullback positions. I think Raihan has got it nailed on at the right. I think he's a superb right wing back or a right midfielder, if you want to have it that way. In these last two games, I think he played more at right midfield. So who can support him at right back? Is Zulkainen the man? Debatable. I think he can still be pushed further. On the left, that's an issue. Because we saw Nazrul start the game. Did he really impress? I don't think so. I think, yes, he's still got the speed, but I think at the high level, you need much more than that. So that's the position open. Another position that's possibly there for the taking is in central midfield.
Okay.
I think Harry Stewart showed what he can do with his energy, but I thought his passing was not quite there. So again, these are positions there for the taking. Every national player who was watching this game from the comfort of his home must have seen this match and said, maybe I can do that. So if you're a player who has the intensity to your game, you think that you can match this high energy game, I think your eyes would have lit up, and I think that's a opportunity there for the taking.
Now, I've watched Elliot at the SGX tournament. He's quite a high presser, so perhaps he might be getting a call up quite soon.
I only can run and chase.
That might be just enough. Now, Deepan, just to wrap up our fascinating conversation, a bit of a two-pronged one to end the conversation. Firstly, give me a grade for Ogura's first 2 weeks, and do you think fans have the right to feel as optimistic as we do about the future?
Yeah, so to answer your second question first, definitely fans can feel optimistic about the future, because I think we've seen signs in these two games that there's cause for optimism. For a grade, I'll give a B-, because you can't give anything more than that when you don't win any of the two games, right? And it's not a great China side. But we've seen enough to warrant some hope for the future, and I hope that in the coming games, we're able to show more signs of this progress, and when it comes to the end of the year, we can impress in the AFF Championship.
Professor Deepan with a B-, that's more than I ever got in school.
He's a good professor. We've enjoyed speaking to you. Straits Times sports reporter Deepan Rajganesan.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.